We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter. Welcome, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us today. This is the program where you will hear cutting-edge health information you won't get anywhere else, real science, common sense. And, you know, Bill, there I did it again. I said you know, but I guess you don't know because I'm about to tell you. We promised several shows ago that we would offer a menu at the beginning of the show, tell people what we were going to talk about. And I think we've fallen down on the job just a bit on that. We just go into our topics and roll along. So would you give us today's menu, please?
People like to know what's coming up. Should they spend their time listening? So we'll give you a little bit of the headlines we intend to cover this morning, this afternoon, this evening, whenever you're listening. Adults don't report dietary supplement use to physicians. We're going to yuck that one up with David Stouter here, my co-host, as to why people don't tell their doctors about the dietary supplements they use. We're going to talk a little bit about the 1 billion smokers and 240 million other people who abuse alcohol worldwide. Wow, I think some of those people cross over, but that would be 1.2 billion out of a planet of, what is it now, 7 billion? And those are the overt people. Then there's, binge drinkers and so on. So we're going to talk about B vitamins. They seem to lower the risk of skin cancer significantly. That's vitamin B3, which is niacin. We're going to talk about aging baby boomers. They're childless and unmarried and at risk of becoming something new called elder orphans. That is, who's going to take care of them? They don't have a family to take care of them. They didn't have kids, and they're unmarried, about a third of the baby boomers. Wow, who is going to take care of them? More reliance on government, I guess. We're going to talk about an MIT scientist, Massachusetts Institute of Technology, says that high fructose corn syrup, use of sunscreens, use of statin drugs, and flu shots is a perfect recipe for Alzheimer's disease. Boy, that's what we got going here in America. Talk about school kids, the lack of vitamin B12, two different separate reports, lack of vitamin B12 and lack of omega-3 fatty acids, the fish oil, lead to behavior problems in school and during the school years. Very interesting. Every mom and dad ought to be seeing their kids get B12 and fish oil. So, and I want to talk about the bear bile. Yes, I said bear bile. You know, bile, the stuff that's made in your liver, helps you digest fats and oils. The bear bile cure for retinal degeneration. This is for people who have night blindness called retinitis pigmentosa. And they're finding that, well, there's a resurgence of interest in this. You can get ox bile. The bear bile is something they do in China. But what in the world would bile have to do with fixing something way up in the eyes when it's emanating from the liver where the bile is made? We're going to talk about resveratrol and our sponsor's product, Longevinex. Resveratrol, a good, well, substitute for exercise or in addition to exercise. It mimics some of the same effects without having to go out and run a few laps. And, wow, they've got a new study here again. They're finding another pathway to the fountain of youth, eternal youth, they're calling it. And they're saying if we find something that inhibits something called TGF-beta-1, that's growth factor beta-1, we're going to live a lot longer. We'll tell you what that substance is on the show. These are just some of the things. Hand grip strength could predict an early heart attack risk. So if you have a weak handshake, you might have a future heart attack. These are kind of some of the topics we want to talk about. David, let's rein in on the fructose, sunscreen, statins, flu shots recipe for Alzheimer's disease. Isn't this something Americans, fructose, the corn syrup stuff, probably in everything we know. This MIT scientist is saying, you know, this leads to diabetes. I've talked about these added sugars then leading to a whole I could use a big word here. I call it panoply of a big recipe for a major disease, which is all of these little diseases, which is Alzheimer's, macular degeneration, heart failure, cardiomyopathy, they call it. It's not heart attacks, heart failure, and then liver disease, and then obesity, and then diabetes, and kidney, loss of kidney function. All of those are one disease emanating from this wonderful fructose, and, you know, we're getting a lot of it from soda pop. Sunscreens, what in the world with that? Is there some chemical in sunscreens? There certainly is, but it's not the chemical itself. It's the fact that it lowers our vitamin D levels, knocks out the UV rays that creates vitamin D. So we end up with these brain problems, and we need vitamin D to keep our brains functioning too. Statin drugs, they lower cholesterol. Cholesterol is needed for the brain. It's needed for brain function. We see some people, actually, their memory drops out on statin drugs. Alzheimer's disease, sounds like to me, and flu shots, the mercury and so on that we get there. We just want to make everyone aware this didn't come from some hippie somewhere about, you know, this kind of stuff. This is from a researcher at Massachusetts Institute of Technology. Stephanie Seneff is the senior research scientist at MIT's Computer Science and Artificial Intelligence Laboratory. And so she's talking about this wonderful recipe. When you combine everything we get exposed to in America, it would add to the risk for memory loss as we get old. Isn't that something?
You know, Bill, I think that what people don't realize, and what is sort of a sub-message of our show, is this doesn't happen in a couple of days. You don't rub on some sunscreen, drink a soda pop, and take your cholesterol drug, and suddenly your memory goes bad, and you go to the doctor, and they say, oops, sorry. This is something that we do and don't do for decades, that we're chronically low on certain nutrients because we're taking this fructose, and we're denaturing our D, and we're lowering our cholesterol, which is vital for health. And then decades later, you show up with this problem, and we just say, well, you know, Bill, you're old and you have dementia. And nobody looks at these things that produce these problems over decades. And that's why you have to start now with good health. You have to change your diet now. You have to keep your nutrient status up there now, because it's not like you get, you know, catch a virus and you have Alzheimer's tomorrow. It's something that's starting now and you don't feel it for 30 years. Hello?
I've got my button hit by mistake. I was talking about, you know, you go to the community pool with my son, and there's all these dads out there with a spray can of sunscreen hitting their kids with it. Hey, your kids need vitamin D for bones. Don't do that. I mean, if you want to do it on their face so they don't get sunburned there, or on areas that stick out, your nose and feet and so on. But, you know, your kids do need vitamin D. It's the time of life when they get the most vitamin D, and it's important, you know, for this. So we need these nutrients. We need back away from statin drugs. Just amazing how we accept what modern medicine hands out, and so we end up with the results years later. As David is saying, the brain begins to shrink at age 40. With fish oil and B12, we've talked about this before, two nutrients that halt the shrinkage of the brain. So there are some things we can do about aging. Aging is a train, and you're standing on the track. So if you don't want to do anything, it'll just run you over. So, you know, I did something about this a number of years ago, particularly the last 10 years, as I moved and advanced from the age of 60 to almost 70. I have a 70th birthday coming up. I look younger today than I did then. I'm still not on prescription drugs. I have darker hair than I did 10 years ago, and still not too many wrinkles, frankly, I don't see any. And, you know, I'm still got an active brain, and I can recall, you know, a number of things. Surprisingly, including phone numbers from 30 or 40 years ago. Isn't that right? What's the name of my co-host?
Fred.
Fred. Thank you, Fred. Having a little fun with you here. But it is amazing. I mean, I'm very thankful for the fact that I can still get up on my toes and skip down to the end of the block and come back. I'm telling you, this stuff works. You have to do it every day. Slow down aging to the point where it just seems like you're not aging at all. And while we're talking about some of these things, you know, we've got kids out here, so we were talking about Alzheimer's. Well, at the other end are young people who don't have B12 and fish oil in their diets. The omega-3, you can get that from flaxseed oil, too, if you're vegetarian. And in the Journal of Child Psychology and Psychiatry, they're talking about omega-3s as intervention for behavior problems in children. And I had some startling figure here. It was something like 34% less, what was it here? They've got certain kind of behaviors, 42% reduction, 62% reduction. But I think they had a figure in here, like 34% less chance of being jailed, you know, being a criminal, being housed in a prison if you take these nutrients. Was that the B12 or was that the... I think it was the fish oil part. So behavior. And then they're talking doing well in school and trouble in school, brain development. And they did this study with the kids and found out B12 was the really big thing, and a number of kids were deficient. And they tend to be more absenteeism over the year, just so on. Their grade point average was lower. So this is out of the Journal of Nutrition. So, you know, these studies are being done. What are we doing for our kids? We need, and this is what they need for top performance. Mom, dad, grandma, grandpa, you know, pay attention. Here's something you can do. The kids won't particularly like it, but fish oil and B12 for a little birthday gift or something over there. Help mom and dad out.
Hey, Bill.
Oh, yeah, here was a figure. At age 23, they showed a 34% reduction in criminal behavior taking fish oil. Wow, that's not good for the prison business, though.
Hey, look, Bill, from my experience, first of all, a lot of the good B12 supplements and the methyl, M-E-T-H-Y-L, form is the best, are chewable. They're under the tongue, so they work better anyway. The kids usually like that. And they make, as you know, Bill, they make really clean, non-fishy fish oil, sometimes with a little fruit essence, a little lemon, orange, strawberry.
Kids like the strawberry.
They love it. And you can mix it into applesauce, mix it into a smoothie, mix it into yogurt. They'll never taste it, and they'll get enough. A lot of kids really like their fish oil once they start taking it.
It doesn't have to burp on them. It doesn't have to be like that old cod liver oil taste. So kids can like it, and, you know, kids like things that are kind of fatty and stuff. So once they get it on their tongue with that little bit of strawberry flavor, they really like it. There's all kinds of brands that do this. Do you want to recommend one or two? You're the store guy, David.
Well, three come to mind. The brand Nordic, N-O-R-D-I-C, Nordic Naturals is a real high quality and trustworthy fish oil. Carlson Laboratories. And there's a new player on the block called Wiley's Finest. Those are three that I know of. That doesn't mean they're the only ones, but they're ones that are tasty, clean, pure, and I would recommend them to anybody's kids.
Thank you much. I want to get to this sobering thought story, 1 billion smokers, 240 million alcohol abusers.
Hey, Bill, could we take a short break so I can have a cigarette?
And then
and then we'll come back. Okay, folks, don't go away.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF, that's 877-277-5343, 877-277-5343. Welcome, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for staying with us. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the Health Warrior, and investigative health journalist Bill Sardi. Well, Bill, we do know that addiction to a lot of things is a problem in our country. We mentioned the high fructose corn syrup, certainly sugar and sweets is one of them. But you got a story about smokers and people who abuse alcohol.
Wow, 20% of the world's population, one out of five, or one out of six, I guess it is, or one out of seven. I remember trying to remember the size of the population now. 1 billion people are smokers that, you know, smoking depletes vitamin C. So I don't think people that smoke are health-minded and going to take vitamin C pills, or they wouldn't be smoking. But that's a tough one to, you know, conquer, because smoking actually turns the brain on the nicotine. They smoke the peace pipe as Indians in this country to help the brain work better. So the nicotine actually works as a stimulant for the brain. Unfortunately, it has other side effects, particularly depleting you of vitamin C. So smokers ought to be supplementing with a lot of extra vitamin C through the day, two or three times. I don't think that advice is going to be followed very much, but boy, in Europe, they've got 30% of the adults are smokers. And then we've got a number of people here have issues with alcohol. We've talked about the natural remedy for alcohol abuse and addiction. That is Blucetin from the Asian raisin tree, Blucetin. You can go to their website. We're not commercially involved. Blucetin.com, and that extract will cure your addiction for and craving for alcohol, as well as reduce symptoms of over-imbibing, you know, wake up with the morning headaches and all that. So that's a wonderful product. There's ways to approach this. At least there's ways to counter it. What they say is, don't tell these people this, because then it'll just give them an excuse to continue doing what they're doing. All I'm telling you is we're letting them their health go to H-E-double-L, because they're never told smokers need vitamin C, and people who drink alcohol, they need vitamin B1, thiamine, because it depletes that. They need magnesium. They need zinc. The vitamin A. I mean, these are the starters, and they're generally people who aren't eating very well, and they probably need a whole big multivitamin plus fish oil. So for people that are dependent on alcohol, for people that are dependent on tobacco, so there's something that can be done to help these people. And the headline that got my attention of financial incentive programs to stop smoking, the program that worked the best was providing smokers $800 over a six-month period of time. A financial incentive. Just pay them to stop. It worked. Wow.
Did it last? Did they have any figures, like did people stay off the cigarettes?
Let me see. 90% accepted the assignment, and 16% remained smoke-free for 16 months, compared with 10% in the other program. So it kind of worked
okay.
For some.
It worked better than just saying, okay, yeah, I'm going to quit tomorrow.
I mean, it wasn't 80, 90% effective, but it was more effective. So, I mean, it's interesting to get people to stop by paying them money. So it's an interesting thing. And by the way, smokers die 10 years earlier And I think government likes that. They don't have to pay the Medicare, Social Security, and all that other stuff. So, you know, I always wondered why they never really complained much about smoking. That only came on when Bill Clinton became president. And that was only because the Republican Party was getting funded by the tobacco industry, and Bill Clinton wanted to take away their source of income, so they went after the tobacco companies with big lawsuits. It had nothing to do about the pursuit of health. It had to do with a combative war, ding the other political parties. So that's what they did. They took all that money away from the Republicans, who were getting shame on the Republicans. Their whole all of their meetings, annual meetings, were being funded by tobacco, big tobacco. So anyway, that got straightened out. Attorneys got a hold of hundreds of millions of dollars. The tobacco companies were lying, and especially lying about their link between lung cancer and smoking. So, and a lot of smokers felt betrayed because they were told otherwise, as if they should have ever believed it. And they didn't see those pictures they showed us in high school of the lung, black lungs and all that. Oh, well, people are easily deceived. But, you know, I do understand. I mean, smoking turns on a stimulative part of the brain where we get reward, kind of the same area that bedroom pleasure comes from. Wow, how do you give that one up? So, I sympathize with people. Once they're stuck there, it's kind of hard to give up these habits.
You know, Bill, a little tip. I think, you know, people can accuse you, like you said, if you tell smokers, well, if you're going to smoke, take vitamin C. We're not encouraging people to smoke. If you do drink, there's a great little amino acid, sometimes just called NAC or N-acetylcysteine, that really does help the liver in its detoxification. And the liver certainly is one of the organs that takes the brunt of regular alcohol use or abuse. So if you're going to drink alcohol, even modestly, I'd say take some NAC. And Bill, I have read that another amino acid, L, meaning the natural molecule L-glutamine, helps give that part of the brain you were talking about its pleasure and reward naturally. So if you are trying to break an addiction to alcohol, to cigarettes, taking regularly some L-glutamine powder can at least assist you. You still need willpower. There's nothing you can just eat that's suddenly going to make you go, oh, I don't want another cigarette. But there are some things that can help if you truly want to quit.
Yeah, there are, and they come from Mother Nature.
Exactly.
And we've got a lot of people. You've kind of got to want to do this, and there's a number of people that do. They want to get free of it all. So, you know, we have here in our show a wide range of people. There isn't a family in America, I believe, that is not affected by alcohol. Somewhere in that distant family, that group that gets together collectively on Thanksgiving and Christmas, There's somebody probably in the extended family that's having a little trouble with alcohol. Five of them on my wife's side of the family. So, you know, we see this every day. It's very common. Aging baby boomers, childless and unmarried, at risk of becoming elder orphans. So increasing numbers of childless and unmarried seniors, about one quarter, I said a third earlier. One quarter of Americans over age 65 are currently at risk to become elder orphans, according to a report. And they're talking about these people. Who will care for them? We used to have home care. We didn't have all these nursing homes. You know, so now there aren't younger family members, sons and daughters, to take care of mom and dad. Wow, that's just an unbelievable thing. Our demographics, what's happening in our world, being changed dramatically from prior generations, and we're just seeing a tremendous change here. By the way, if I can give you a financial tip, wouldn't you like to get cut in like the bankers did to the financial help that they handed out in Wall Street in 2008 when the banks fell? Let me tell you how to do it.
Okay.
I'm going to have a bigger report on this, but if you're a homeowner, that doesn't mean someone lives in a trailer park or anything like that, but for folks who have owned their homes now for a number of years, I'm going to say something. Don't back up when I say it. Reverse mortgage. Reverse mortgages used to be bad and not a good thing. They were just really problematic. But right now, guess who entered the market? The government. Remember, the government got in and backed student loans, and we saw a giant upsurge in that as people about 25 and 30 years old went back to school in order to increase their value, and now they haven't found jobs. But government got it into that field. Government's backing the banks. It backed the schools for higher education. How would you like them to back you up? It's called a reverse mortgage. The government is backing reverse mortgages, not you directly, but the lender. And you can go, and it can't fail, and it can't. The government itself that issues money, that is the last, entity of last resort in these issues, financially the last domino to fall, if there are financial problems. So the government is backing the lenders, and therefore you're backed by this, and you can go, and by the way, you can undo these things now. You can go get the money if you have more money later. You can go back and reverse it and buy back your house. Lots of new things, and I think what's going to save this older generation, retirees right now, is if they own homes, go investigate reverse mortgages. We may have someone on our radio show in the near future to talk about this. How do we cut ourselves in to government's free money? I've often said they only helped the financial classes, and they didn't help the rest of us. The money should have helped the homeowners and then gone back up to the lenders. Instead, they gave it to the lenders directly and left the rest of us floundering. So that happened way back in 2008. The financial classes got 85% of the money in America, so 15% of the population owns 85% of the money and wealth, and the other 85% of the population is groveling for the other 15% of the money. So a way out for folks as they get older is reverse mortgages if they own a home. So there's my little financial tip for you. Don't think about the old reverse mortgages. They were kind of problematic and troublesome, but the new ones are something good.
Well, that's good to hear. Look, Bill, how about if we take a break, and I would like to discuss what you brought up at the beginning, because I have some thoughts on this as well. I'd like to know what yours are. But you said that adults are not reporting their dietary supplement use to their doctors.
Shame on them.
Or should we? I don't know how either one of us is going to come down on this, but you're going to find out in just a minute.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinex, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinex. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinex. Go to Longevinex.com or call 866-405-4000. Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question, give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Investigative health journalist Bill Sardi. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior. Bill, I'm a little conflicted about doctors and dietary supplements. Most doctors know nothing about them. And typically, when people ask about them, go get information, talk to them, they get a lot of fear, a lot of misinformation, a lot of gobbledygook. And I sort of look at it like, unless your doctor asks, you don't go to your doctor and say, I eat 3 apples a day, I eat carrots, I eat this, I eat that. And I consider dietary supplements as part of the food. So to me, you create a lot of trouble and fear if you bring it up at all, unless maybe you're going into an operation or something. On the other hand, I understand that the doctors want to know everything. So I don't know exactly how I feel about this, but what does this report say?
Well, a report says, wow, this is a big report. 40 million adults, 17.9%, it says, report using dietary supplements. I think it's higher than that. But that was according to a 2012 National Health Interview Survey. However, Boston Medical Center says 6% of the respondents to this survey were asked by their physicians about dietary supplement use and disclosed to a physician that they use them. So the other 94%, I guess, didn't. So that I think that's the concern. And you could have interactions between drugs. And so the problem with the drug industry and physicians is that they presume everything is a drug deficiency and will treat it with drugs. And a lot of these drugs not only don't address dietary deficiencies and imbalances, but they even cause them. And we've talked about those here. So what we have is why don't adults talk to their doctors? Why don't they? Well, look, it says here, this is according to the Joint Commission's National Safety Goals, whatever that is. It says here that physicians are still the best resource for questions about dietary supplement.
You know, I'm choking. Go ahead.
Best resource for questions, but not answers, folks.
Thank you. Yeah, there you go. Okay.
Not any answers, or not any good answers. You know, beyond that, they just dismiss them and say, you know, there's no evidence that they're unproven and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, the reason why, I mean, I know a lot of people, they feel pretty browbeat by their doctors and they keep their supplements in their pocket. And when they start on something new and their condition improves, they don't tell the doctor because they know he's going to belittle them. That's why you don't have patients telling their doctors, because they belittle all this stuff. No problem with statin drugs that really don't work. No problem with antidepressants that don't work. No problem with any of these medicines that are just more problematic than they're worth. And no problem, because that brings people back to them, because they prescribe. You can get dietary supplements without a prescription, and that doesn't bring people back to the doctor's office. And the doctor gets the little check, a little mark on the insurance form that he did a drug consultation. He gets a little extra money for that, and he doesn't get one for a dietary supplement consultation. So you see the bias there? And so this is kind of what you get. And, of course, drugs are covered for by Medicare. Everybody's out of money these days. So let's just rack it up on Medicare, and we'll try to get our drug plan. And so where are we going here? You know, everybody's kind of culled into – using these drugs that are just more problems than they're worth. And just off the very fact that we know we're getting older and our brain shrinking, every doctor ought to know that everybody over 60, 65 coming in the door ought to get fish oil. Well, anybody over 40, really, because that's when the problem starts, fish oil and vitamin B12, and you don't hear a word about it. Because that isn't fixing a disease, because it hasn't occurred yet. But, of course, you know, we'll undergo mastectomies, because 40 years from now we might get breast cancer or we might not. So that this is kind of crazy mentality going down these days. We have very few preventives. In fact, I hear the word prevention is a nasty word in modern medicine, but we do have a new preventive measure, and that's vitamin B3 as niacinamide. That's the inexpensive form of niacin, vitamin B3. It's not the one that causes your head to blow off, the little flushing that goes on. It's just vitamin B3 is niacinamide, 23% reduction in non-melanoma skin cancers. It's significant. And so they're saying, well, you know, this, you're taking a multivitamin. You should be getting that right there. Right? I mean, right there. So a good multivitamin that should, most of them have niacinamide in them. You should be covered there pretty well.
How much did they say to use, or did they?
I don't know. What are you saying? I don't know. You know, niacinamide.
Well, I read the article, and I didn't see that they mentioned.
I didn't see a dosage, but whatever you're getting in your multivitamin should suffice. You don't have to take it separately. You should get it in a multi. That's the easiest, most convenient way to
most good multis. But look, for example, the number one doctor recommended multivitamin that you'll find all over the drugstores, number one selling, I believe only has a few milligrams. And a most health food store multivitamins would get you more like 50 to 100 milligrams, which I think if you expect these results, you should do that. Some people even take more. But if you are taking a multivitamin, if it's from the drugstore, don't assume there's very much of anything in it. Get one, I think, with at least 50 to 100 milligrams of niacinamide if you want to be in this group of benefits. Just a thought. So, Bill, did you hit that button again?
I must have hit the button. I was saying...
Okay, I didn't hear you.
I'm losing my grip here. I was saying that before we get off the air on this segment, I want to read this wonderful story to you. I did write a wonderful report back at knowledgeofhealth.com. You want to check that online. It's about zinc, your body's demand for zinc. And so here's a man who writes to me. He says, I want to thank you for changing my life. For years, since my early 30s, I'm 43 now, I struggled with odd problems, chronic sinusitis and chronic prostatitis. I mean, that's pretty young to be having those kind of
yeah,
problems.
Really.
Heart palpitations called atrial fibrillation, lethargy, irritability. Recently, things got worse. Several years ago, in the fall of 2009, my lipid profile, cholesterol, was all normal, but then this year, in 2015, it turned for the worse. My good cholesterol was low. My triglycerides used to be great, but had doubled. My fasting blood sugar was slightly elevated. My blood pressure was slightly higher than it had been. I used to be well below that. He said, now looking at metabolic syndrome, like kind of becoming diabetic, I was devastated, he says, particularly since my father had type 1 diabetes, died at age 57 of a heart attack. My doctor wasn't too concerned because all this was all new, and we can't just trust one test, said the doctor, and I wasn't happy with the response. Then I came across your article on zinc deficiency and started taking 50 milligrams a day of zinc gluconate. Within just days, my oddly curved fingernails, not clubbed, but weirdly curved with a huge window in them. You know that white window?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, it flattened out, he said. My athlete's foot I had for years went away. My sinus is cleared. My prostate no longer hurts. I can urinate like a champ. I don't know how to explain it, but my whole head just started to feel clear. I felt and still feel mentally sharp. Suddenly, exercise was a joy, not a painful task. My heart palpitations are gone. I'm excited to have my lipid profile redone and see where my cholesterol numbers are. My ringing in the ears has stopped. I wonder if all this was caused by years of chronic inflammation caused by zinc deficiency. We'll see how this goes. For now, I just wanted to thank you. I feel like I have a new lease on life. Thank you very much. And this is from, I believe, Bill from... where's he from? I thought it was Canada. I'm trying to find the location here. Anyway, a wonderful email that gives a lot of people some encouragement here. You may be short of zinc. I know my son has been, and I know I have been from time to time. So I had the atrial fibrillation, and away it went as soon as I took the zinc supplements. I take 30 milligrams of zinc citrate. That's what I take, but gluconate's good. There are other sources. David, before we quit this segment, other good sources of zinc?
Well, my favorites, there's one called, it's a trade name, OptiZinc, and it's actually zinc monomethionine attached to amino acid. And the Albion people, you won't see their name prominently on the label, but they're a manufacturer, but they make a zinc glycinate that's a patented zinc. So, but you're right, citrate's good, gluconate's good, picolinate. Most of the zincs that are out there, it's the sulfate I think you want to avoid. That's typically what you find in the drugstores.
The oxide forms aren't so good.
Yeah, that's okay. True.
All right, let's say goodbye for a minute, come right back, and I want to talk to you about a bare bile cure for retinal degeneration, and I want to talk to you about our good friend resveratrol, the red wine molecule.
Sounds good. We'll be right back, folks.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343. 877-277-5343.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. In preparation for the show, I went to at least six or seven grocery stores and the internet. Bill, I could not find any Bear Bile to buy.
And there is no Bear Bile. It's used in China. They're criticized. They stick these bears in little cages and they farm the bile out of them. But it says right here in the Journal of Molecular Vision that bear bile has been used in Asia for over 3,000 years to treat, get this, vision disorders.
Really?
Wait a minute. How do we get from the liver where the bile is made up to the eyes? 3,000 years and we missed the lesson? And here's a study, Chinese Journal of Integrative Medicine, May 2015. Bear bile powder inhibits new blood vessels, abnormal new blood vessels. And, of course, that's the wet form of macular degeneration. Macular degeneration, the visual center of the eye, invaded by new blood vessels that are abnormal, destroys vision permanently. And it says here that it inhibits that. And I wonder, what they're pointing out is this might be a remedy for retinitis pigmentosa, which has other aspects to it, and maybe that's night blindness. So that's what they're pointing it out and trying to point. And there's quite a bit of literature about this in the past. But I'm interested because when you want to make bile, you need an amino acid called taurine, T-A-U-R-I-N-E. You can buy it at the health food store. And it's the most abundant amino acid in the retina, and in the 1970s was thought to be involved in retinal diseases. And so this has been taurine. You can go get ox bile. You might have it in your store, David, but ox bile is available. Yes, it's available, and that would be the closest thing to bear bile that we could get. But taurine thins the bile, helps make it more flow easier. You need taurine to make bile, and they're pointing out that this may have some possibilities. This is from a journal called Progress in Retina and Eye Research, July of 2014, and they're pointing out that this may have some real important properties to the treatment of retinal diseases. The bile flow, We talked about this with impending heart attacks. Your bile's thick, it doesn't flow, and how to get that going again. And we suggested taurine and amino acid because this all leads to heart attacks. And so your bile flow is critically important. It helps get rid of iron. It helps get rid of excess cholesterol. And you need vitamin C to do this. You need taurine and amino acid and probably some IP6 rice bran extract. That's my remedy for this. But maybe for the folks who have night blindness, there might be some hope for them because we haven't had anything for them that really fits and certainly makes sense for me. And maybe there's a connection with, macular degeneration. So a slow, sluggish, thick bile that doesn't flow from your liver to your gallbladder, which then squirts it into your stomach to help you digest fats and oils. You can't. The gallbladder's a squirt gun for bile, and you can't squirt motor oil through a squirt gun. It's too thick, and that's what happens to the bile. So you want to thin it, and you may need some taurine. And if you've had your gallbladder out, then all you're doing is dripping a little bit of bile. You don't have the squirt gun, and so it helps to keep it flowing, and you can do that with vitamin C and taurine and a little bit of IP6 rice bran when you really get in trouble. Help that bile flow. You may avoid heart attacks. You may avoid loss of vision and a whole lot of other things. Just an interesting bit of learning that we're getting into. How to go from the liver to the eyes and to the heart.
Interesting. Hey, I'm going to ask you something. As you were describing the fact that it looked like that the bear bile inhibited the blood vessels invading the back of the macula. Do I recall that you've talked about that in relation to the red wine molecule resveratrol?
Yeah, resveratrol, the red wine molecule. You know that people every day go into doctors and get medicine injected with a needle right into the white of the eye. Ouch! And it inhibits those blood vessels. The effect lasts for 4 or 5 weeks, and then they got to go back every 4 or 5 weeks to get the needle again. And so they're looking for some alternatives. Kind of interesting that resveratrol, the red wine molecule, studied by the National Eye Institute, does the same thing. Of course, it doesn't generate as much income to doctors, but about 15% of the people don't respond to that injected medicine, and maybe resveratrol will work for them. The only proven one to do that at the right dose is Longevinix, our sponsor's product, and proven by Dr. Stuart Richer at the Veterans Hospital in North Chicago. You want to find out about Longevinix. It cannot make any claim it cures, prevents, or treats any eye disease, but we're just offering this as freedom of information, our wonderful constitution, a freedom of speech. So we do tell you that Longevinix has some published literature showing it's helpful for conditions in the eye in which there's no hope left. There's no proven treatments, and the Longevinix seem to have a good, pretty good response. That comes from, you can go to Dr. Richer's website. That's idrrichter.com, E-Y-E, doctor, D-O-C-T-O-R, idrrichter, R-I-C-H-E-R.com, and read all about that. That's not a non-commercial website and his work and research. I want to point out this study, and we're back into how to live longer and healthier, quality of life over just length of life. And there, again, another molecular breakthrough, another pathway in the body, and it's to inhibit something known as growth factor beta 1, TGF beta 1. And they show if you inhibit this, you get too much growth factor beta 1, and the stem cells you need to renew your tissues when they get damaged are damaged, and then they don't work. So you get old as damage occurs, and if you can inhibit this TGF-1 beta 1, then you're really going somewhere, and they're, quote, going to develop drugs to do this and come out with them in a few years. You haven't got time to wait. This is all nonsense. And what you can do is take resveratrol, the red wine molecule, in the right dose. It inhibits TGF beta 1. And let me give you the chapter and verse in Drugs, Experimental and Clinical Research, all the way back in 1999. Resveratrol inhibits transforming growth factor beta 1. In the Journal of Toxicology in 2013, is that resveratrol inhibits that growth factor beta 1. In the Journal of Biological Chemistry and Interactions, February 2015, is a natural polyphenol that inhibits TGF-1 beta. So, you know, I mean, it's here, and they keep looking for drugs and how to make millions and billions of dollars. If you want to help Big Pharma out, hold your breath and wait. Watch your body kind of age prematurely, or find a great resveratrol pill. We try and advise the audience, too little resveratrol doesn't work. Too much is counterproductive. The only proven product at the right dose, Longevinex. It's L-O-N-G-E-V-I-N-E-X, like the word longevity, 866-405-4000. I know you'll be calling and mobbing the phone line at Longevinex in Las Vegas, where the shipping center is. L-O-N-G-E-V-I-N-E-X.com, Longevinex, the word vine, like grapevine. Resveratrol, a molecule that is derived from grapes, and also from giant knotweed, where it's a more economical source than what Longevinex uses. And it's combined with other molecules that are synergistic and makes Longevinex work 6 to 9 times better than plain resveratrol. And I suggest that you don't keep standing on the track and watch that railroad train of aging just run you over. You do something like I did and get young again. And I can't tell you how many times I've received wonderful phone calls, letters, and everybody. And once you get your hands on this, and as we say, take it every day for 10 years. Watch what happens. And I've had some twins call me, and the twin who didn't take it got old and so on. A lady called me. Her sisters actually were shrinking in height as osteoporosis and comes on. You lose calcium from your bones. Well, she gained 1/4 inch taking Longevinex, and she sent me a picture. She looked younger than her sister. She was actually older. So you want to get younger again, do this every day. Great science behind it. Longevinex, L-O-N-G-E-V-I-N-E-X.com. That's 866-405-4000. And it says here, David, handshake grip strength could predict a future heart attack. And sure enough, they've given people resveratrol, and their hand grip strength is stronger. Isn't that interesting?
No,
that's something
kidding.
To do with muscles and no. This is not like going into the chiropractor for the the strength test that they give you. No, it's not that. But what they're showing is they got these. Remember at the fun house, you'd put the little nickel in and you'd squeeze that thing and see how high that little weight would go up.
Mm-hmm.
So your hand grip strength. So maybe we ought to have one of those in the doctor's offices now. I could make a lot of money on that one.
I tell you one thing they used to do, Bill, is you know, those little hand grips that I think that was on the picture of the article. One thing to do is take a nickel and squeeze that hand grip shut and hold the nickel and see how long you can keep the nickel from falling out.
David, I don't know what you just said, but give me the nickel. I need a nickel these days.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody needs a nickel. Listen, save your health. Hey, we need to read that. That little poem, or it wasn't a poem, it was an adage. You know what an adage is? It's a kind of a little bit of wisdom, and we read it here. Let's see if I can dig it. Yeah, here it is. And so before we end this show, it says, when we're dead, our money is still in the bank. When we're alive, we say we don't have enough money to spend. When we're gone, there is a lot of money not spent. So as it was said, I don't know who sent this to me, one tycoon in China passed away. His widow, with $1.9 billion in the bank, remarried his chauffeur, and his chauffeur said, all the while I thought I was working for my boss. Only now do I realize that my boss all the time was working for me. So the lesson is, and it says the cruel reality, it is more important to live longer than to have more wealth. So we must strive to have a strong and healthy body, and it doesn't matter who is working for who. So there's our lesson for today. Live longer. Work for it. Don't worry about the vanity and looking younger. That'll come along with it. We talk about Longevinex Advantage, our wonderful little more pricey product where your hair gets thicker and darker. It did it for me. Your inflammation goes away. You your heart pounds stronger. It does so many wonderful things. The wrinkles seem to vanish with the various ingredients in there and so on. So you look younger, you feel younger. It's an antidepressant. And who doesn't need that these days? So, you know, it's 20 medicines in one, and it all comes from nature. Longevinix piles together a bunch of synergistic nutrients so that they're 6 or 9 times better than just additive. If you put 3 or 4 ingredients together, that should be 3 or 4 times better. This is 6 to 9 times better. So it's been proven to work in various animal and human studies. Abolish the first sign of blood vessel disease in humans in a study in Japan. So we can talk about all the science in the world. It doesn't do any good till you try it. And you may want to try Longevinix or Longevinix Advantage, whatever your pocketbook can afford. Longevinix Advantage, the far better product, and works more cosmetically to help you look young in the mirror, which is what I think most people want. So run to the phone, 866-405-4000. Try to get in there before the supplies are all gone and as we're mobbed as the millions who listen to this show. Oh, wait a minute. There's only 13 people listening, David?
Is no, that... I told you that we're up to at least 25 by now.
Oh, by 25. You know, there's a...
It's doubled. doubled since then.
There's a TV show. It's a Christian TV show called The 700 Club. And the 700 Club interviewed, I forget, General somebody in the U.S. Army or something special. And they interviewed him, and at the end of the interview, he said he wanted to thank the 700 Club and all 700 of their viewers. So that was...
that was very nice of him. That's it.
So anyway, we're not the 700 Club. We're the 50,700 Club. I don't know what we are. We're some sort of multiplication of all that. Thank you all for listening. I think there's about 30,000 people that tune in want us, David, to lead them out of the woods, and we're certainly trying. We thank you for standing behind our sponsors, Longevinix and Garlinex, the world's first alkaline buffered garlic pill. Of course, that's the very economical, best garlic pill on the planet at the lowest price, $8.60 a month. If you buy a 3-month supply, you get 1 month supply free and no shipping. $8.60 a month. You have to buy that much to get that price, but the world's best garlic pill at garlinex.com, garlinex.com, or call them, and that's 866-674-3955, 866-674-3955. Watch out, you're going to get mobbed, so they may run out of supplies because all those 13 people that listen to this show will be calling. Anyway, hey, we'd like to have fun with you. We like to have a little health and humor. We like to put you in a good mood. The world is depressing. The world is stressful. The world is good. It's just the way we handle it. So I think turn off the news, turn off the television, and go out and enjoy the world for what it is. And as somebody told me that in the Great Depression in the 1930s, there were some people in West Virginia living in the backwoods, and they never heard about it in the news, and it never seemed to affect them. So, you know, what you do is try to become independent financially as much as you can. Hey, you know, it isn't like the days of yesteryear. We used to have chickens in the backyard and get our own eggs and live more frugally. They kind of don't allow that. There's too many laws. We used to burn our own trash, all that stuff. Now we got to pay the trash man. Hey, it's a little more difficult today, but don't let the world get you down. And stay healthy. Outlive the other guys. That's where the benefits are. It's not how much money you have. It's how much health you've got stored up. So store it up. Use good nutrition. Use Mother Nature. David, what did I say that was wrong?
Not a thing. I'll just remember, more dedication, less medication.
That's great. I love it, David. I'm going to do that myself.
All right. We'll see you next time, folks. Thanks for listening.